Hi, everyone. This is Adonis. I'm representing Czechia this year at Eurovision with my song Kiss Kiss Goodbye. And this is Building Bridges podcast. Kiss, kiss,
come a little closer, lie to me. Take it away.
Welcome to Building Bridges. I'm Sebi.
And I'm Dave.
And this is a Eurovision podcast for the rest of us. Today we build a bridge to Czechia as we talk to Adonis, who is of course representing Czechia at Eurovision 2025. With his song Kiss Kiss Goodbye, and we got the amazing chance to talk to him. I can say that he's one of my favorite songs this year for sure. How do you feel, Dave?
Yeah, me too. And preparing for the interview and looking up his bio, I was shocked how somebody so young can have so much experience under their belt. Like, he's modeled in Milan, he's won numerous dancing competitions and awards, and he's released he's pretty much the biggest, I would say, LGBTQ singer in Czechoslovakia in a region of Europe that's not always necessarily very accommodating to people in the community. Like, he's broken so many barriers, he's done such a good job. And now here we are, we had this brief chance to talk to him and we had so much fun. I don't even think we got to ask him everything we wanted to because it was just such a lovely chat.
Yes, and we also had the HOP Ahmad Haloun present, who you might remember from one of our episodes like 2 years ago, I think.
Oh, I think a lot of people know Ahmad. If they're Eurovision fans, they know Ahmad from Czechia for sure.
Go back to our ESCZ episode 2024, just before Ico won, and tune in for that with Ahmad. So I'm just telling you this in case you hear some interruptions. Those were him. But I would say let's hear it from Adonis.
And we are
happy to have you, finally.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
It's been announced very early, actually, into the season. But now it's finally time. Sure. The song is out. So how are you, first of all? It must be very hectic days.
You know, I live just for Eurovision this year, I guess. You know, we did the announcement in December. And we're, you know, almost mid-March. So for me, this is just like I'm devoting this whole year to this project, and I'm loving it so far. The Eurovision community and people around are super nice and very supportive. So I'm very glad about that.
That's how we live for Eurovision every year, us fans. So, you know, welcome to our world.
I guess me too, but this time, you know, from a different perspective. This time from like inner perspective. Yeah.
Yeah, so like Sebi said, you were announced, the song was announced, but we didn't really get a sneak preview until you performed it live in Malta, of all places. So can you let us know like how that came about and, you know, how the negotiations came up that you suddenly appeared on the Malta Song Contest for the song reveal?
Of course. I mean, this year, Czechia decided to do things differently. We did not have the national selection, but internal selection, and I had no idea this is going to happen. Like, I was considering to apply this year for sure anyway, so I only, you know, found out about it, that being internal selection later on in the year. And so far I think that was really great for strategy, because it also gave me as an artist more time to work on the song, more time to, you know, strategically redistribute when is the announcement of what. Since we did not have any live performance and I was already announced in December, we were looking to give the audience and even the Eurovision fans and community some material, especially live, in the season of national selections. And yeah, this opportunity to perform as an internal act at Malta's national selection came up, and we were like, absolutely, let's go for it. But we don't want to reveal the full song yet because we're working on the music video and the final production bits and everything. So let's just give them a little teaser, being an acoustic version, which I understand. And I know it sounds like, why would you start with acoustic version when there is no studio version? And I loved it. I was like, this is, you know, all around, like, this, no one expects this, and no one, I've never done this as well. And I'm just like, then it's fun, let's do things even more differently. And I feel like it paid off because we were put on the map a little bit more. The reception for the song and for the performance were absolutely incredible and great, and motivated me even more. I feel like, okay, this seems like we're doing something right and people are loving the song. So I was really happy about it.
Yeah, I think it was a very smart move because, you know, the fans had time to get used to the song. They really like it already. It has familiarity. But then the full song is released, yeah, and you get all that extra production. It's like, whoa, it's like a revamp, even though it wasn't supposed to be like that, of course.
Yeah. It might feel like a revamp, although it wasn't. Yeah.
It works. That's true. The song is in my head, but now it's like, wow, it sounds even better on my headphones.
True. And also, I know the discussions are always around the studio versions, and people are curious how it sounds live and how the production works live and which parts are actually sang, which parts are not sang. So this way, you know, these answers are already out there, and people can also reach out to a live version, although it's not the full studio one.
Yeah.
But fans have been let down before many times in Eurovision by studio versions, and then what happens on the Eurovision stage in May. So yeah, I think you put all those any possible doubt to rest for sure.
I'm not gonna lie, that was the purpose, but yeah.
But Kiss Kiss Goodbye is obviously a very emotional song, and it seems like it's very personal to you as well. Would you like to share a bit of the story behind the song?
Of course. I think like majority of music that I write is very personal, and it's coming from some real life experience. So when we were writing the song in the room, again, these were people that I know, these are people that are close to me. So it was very easy for me to share a story, even on a deeper level. And obviously, it is a love song, it is a breakup song, or it is saying goodbye to someone who doesn't appreciate you enough, doesn't give you all the love that you deserve, and pretty much takes you for granted, or is presenting you and keeping you in this hot and cold behavior constantly. So this is me saying goodbye to that, closing that chapter, and trying not to change this path and this destiny that I later on realized is repeating because of something even deeper. And that was the concept of the music video, actually. So the deeper trigger I realized later in life was a fully missing father figure in my early childhood, or the father figure being there just partially and replicating this hot and cold behavior. So being there but not fully, then leaving, then promising but leaving. And this is something I didn't realize years later, that all of my romantic relationships were based on this behavior and based on this template, pretty much. So it is still a love song. It's not a song for my dad, but I just wanted to unveil a little bit more to the story through the music video, and then we're coming back to the real Kiss Kiss Goodbye, to the romantic relationship on stage and everywhere else. So yeah, this is what the story is about. I also I never wanted the song to come across as me pitying myself or me being put into the position of a victim or victimizing myself. Not at all. It actually should serve as the opposite. It's like, I'm realizing these facts now, I'm done with it, I'm saying kiss kiss goodbye to it. So I think the song should give the listener and also me on stage this strength and ability to leave situations that are no good for me in life.
Wow, it's very strong, it's very impactful.
Yeah. I hope this wasn't very long answer.
No, it's good. I think this is what I got from the video as well. You know, it's very, it was impactful as well, yeah.
I mean, that was my goal, to really deliver the emotion through the music video. So it's more cinematic than just, you know, performing or like than having a regular pop music video where you where you get a lot of lip sync. This is like, again, mix. You still get some lip sync, but you do get a lot of cinematic stuff and partial acting stuff.
Yeah, and after reading your bio, I think it makes more sense now, because I know a lot of people online were commenting like, is it a breakup song or is it you? Because of the ending of the video where the yes. child shows up, right? So that's why people are like, oh, maybe it's not a relationship song after all, but yeah.
So I want to clarify, it is a relationship song. It is a love song and breakup song, but this is just another level of the whole story. And I knew that I'm going to be talking about it in the interviews and everywhere. Yeah. So I was just like, they're going to know. I'm going to explain it eventually. So I was not worried about people not getting it every time. But sorry, go on.
No, that's great. Well, first, I think we should congratulate you on the video, because it's been out just over 3 days, well over 300,000 views already. That's incredible.
And it is.
The video itself doesn't seem like a typical music video. It's almost like, I think Sebi called it earlier, like a blockbuster movie type feel to it. So it's so different in itself. So I know we just talked about the video, but like, can you tell us maybe some fun stories or what your favorite part of filming that was? Because it certainly even seems like a departure from your previous videos. Like, it's like another level up again.
Yeah, I mean, Sebi is right. It could have been at least a 15-minute movie, and we were trying to squeeze it into those 3 minutes.
It looks like Hollywood, like you came from Hollywood.
Well, I appreciate it. We were trying to create this, space that you can't really understand time-wise. Like, is this in 50s when, you know, NASA was going to the space, or are we like in, 2085, or where are we? So you kind of get mix of old equipment, but then some futuristic features as well. And we were trying to portray a lot of brutalistic architecture, which is very significant for Czechia, or especially Prague. Yeah, I was working with the same team that worked and the same director that worked on my, not all of my previous music videos, but the majority of them, I think like 3-4. So maybe this is, Dave, what you're picking up there, that it feels like something continuous. It feels like the same aesthetic. That was definitely what we wanted to have and to keep. And the fun bit, I mean, it was a 3-day shoot, which I've never had before. The maximum was 2 days. And obviously, I was just really excited about the dance break. I was just like, when are we shooting the dance break? Because there was so much fun. We also had a little camera there, which I can tell you, and you're actually the first one I'm telling to. So we have Rui Okamura there as one of the scientists. And Rui is a director, a local director, who worked on one music video with me, but he directed last year's Nemo Code music video. He directed Austria's entry, Who the Hell is Edgar? And he directed this year's Swiss entry as well. And we were like, okay, well, we're not having you as a director. You're directing all of these countries around, but let us put you in there. So he has like a one shot there. But people usually don't recognize directors because they're not on screen. So it's kind of just like a nice thing for us to have. And he was also fitting the role. So this is a little fun fact. And yeah, I mean, we had a wonderful and talented people working on this and working really, really hard because we had a very short period of time to make this work and make this happen. And it was tiring. I'm not gonna lie. It was almost 14 hours shoot each of those 3 days. So people were working overtime as well. But it was worth it. It was absolutely worth it. And I cannot be happier with the outcome.
Yeah, and you're an artist, of course. You have a clear vision. Do you have any plans about the stage in Basel? I mean, of course you do. But you talked about you were excited about the dance break. I'm sure you have your choreography ready for Basel. And will it be like a similar vibe to the music video, like the futuristic time traveler vibe, or something different?
Well, let's be clear. I don't always know what I want, okay? I mean, majority of the time I do, but it's not guaranteed. We will not try to replicate the music video. This is what we knew before. We wanted the music video to be a world of its own. We will definitely not try to replicate it. We are bringing something else. I'm definitely having my dancers, but also not all of the time. So I will be appearing on stage by myself as well. And I think everything is being put together right now. We're focused that this is our obviously next priority, and it's already happening. And we are working closely with the Matthias Vorda, who was doing staging for the past years for Czechia. I think we're talking about 5 years in a row. So he knows how this works. I think he was delivering a fantastic job every single year, and I trust him in this as well. So yeah, this is actually the next exciting thing that's happening right now.
So what's it like for a person like yourself who is an award-winning dancer to go on stage and bring other dancers with you? Do you find like you're having to like, I'm not a dancer obviously, so I don't know how to ask this, but like you're commenting on the other dancers, or are you kind of keeping an eye on them to make sure they're doing what you have in your head, your choreography, or is somebody else taking over that role completely and you just have to kind of let go and do what they've choreographed?
From the past experience, I know that it's way better for the choreographer not to be part of the dance, because he can then oversee everything from outside and have a different perspective. So the role of the choreographer is being delegated by someone else. It's Fandacek. I've been working with him for ages. Like he was dancing with me on my first Czechoslovak tour. He was choreographing some of my music videos before. So this is, someone I know and I can trust again. And at first we were like, he will be dancing as well. But then eventually in the process, we were like, no, okay, let's have someone else in. And you just, seeing and overseeing everything from outside. I'm definitely looking around, and I'm definitely trying to have the best outcome with everyone. But I would not consider myself right now a professional dancer with the definition that I actually earn or make living with dancing. I don't. So for me to categorize myself as a professional, I always see it like, okay, am I actually making money and living from this, or am I not? So I wouldn't put myself into a label of a professional dancer. I would put myself on the label of enthusiast and someone who has experience and past experience with dancing, but that's not my priority right now. It was always music, and then, this just being on the side, knowing that I might use it eventually on stage. So I totally trust the dancers, I totally trust the choreographer, and I'm just focusing on myself to deliver the best outcome.
So your song is being very well received. You are doing very well everywhere with the with the bookmakers, with the polls, with the Eurovision fans. Is this something you follow? Does it put pressure on you? And what would it mean possibly to you if you could bring Czechia its first victory?
Yes, of course I'm following. I think everyone is following. I think it's more human to check some of the, references and feedbacks. And as I mentioned, even after the Malta, I felt very, very motivated and I felt like, okay, we're doing something right because we're getting the wonderful reception. To bring Eurovision to Prague, that's like, it's not unspoken ambition. Like, of course the ambition is always there, but it feels unreal and in the same time so close and so desired. And I think the city would be perfect for Eurovision. Yeah. If it was Prague, obviously it can be other city, Czechia. But I think if it was the first time in here, definitely Prague. It would mean the world to me to actually, wake up 18th of May knowing that this is coming here.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Like, I want to cry a little bit now just thinking about it. So I don't want to spoil the emotion.
No, and I don't think fans would have an issue with that either. I mean, Prague is such a beautiful city. What a wonderful, fun backdrop for this crazy contest that we're all, of course, bonkers and crazy about. But to follow on what Sebi just said, so he prepared a little game for you.
All right.
Because, of course, you're just getting into this Eurovision bubble now and everything. So we thought we would prepare you for those three events, and we might get your reaction to them. So Sebi, do you want to run him through the possible, not the possible, hopefully the three things that will happen,
Okay.
when he goes to Eurovision?
The first event, you're sitting in the green room. Semi-final 2 is almost over. All the 10 finalists are being announced. What is your reaction when they say Czechia?
Oh my gosh. Just this. This is it. This is what you're getting. Probably a little tear. A little tear, for sure.
All right.
Don't make me live through it. I don't want to spoil it,
The second one is Saturday night during the voting, and they say 12 points go to Czechia.
Thank you so much. Like receiving a Grammy. It's the same feeling for me,
I think.
No, for sure. I mean, imagine being put to the situation like, oh, would you choose a Grammy or Eurovision win? I think it's clear. I think I would go for Eurovision for sure. Yeah. 100.
Yeah, and this is the third scenario that you just talked about. There's a split screen.
I know what you're gonna give me. Split screen.
You and only one else left to win.
Who's the second one? Who is the second one?
Austria. Just make
you need to give me
Austria.
JJ. The neighbors. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
And then this. The winner is Czechia. Adonis, kiss, goodbye. Nemo is here to handle.
Okay, let's stop it right now.
Let's manifest.
Superstitious, that's the word.
Yes.
Superstitious, that's what I was looking for. I am so superstitious. Yeah. I can't even let anyone else apart from people I love and the dancers that I know to hold my microphone before going on stage. Like, I have so many stupid, superstitious stuff before going on stage that we could have the whole new interview about them. But I think we're finishing. But yeah.
Adam, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And let's make Eurovision affordable again in Prague, right?
Yeah. Wonderful. We will see you in Basel. We wish you the best of luck. And fingers crossed for Prague 2026.
Thank you so much. Take care, and I will be seeing you in Basel.
Amazing. And I know what you're thinking. This is a podcast. Why are we asking for, face reactions? Check out our TikTok at BuildingBridgesPod, and you will see his face reactions. And I think you got a pretty good idea of what he meant.
Yeah, and we'll put that on Twitter and on Instagram as well, so as many people can see that as possible, because I mean, it was uncomfortable for him, but like, I think he really doesn't want to jinx. He doesn't want to succumb to the, you know, the pressure right away. When those things happen, hopefully a lot of those three events happen that we discussed, it will definitely be a genuine and very emotional time for him.
Well, the first one will happen for sure, that he qualifies. I think there would be a huge shock if that doesn't happen.
I'm not going to watch the final if that happens.
And I think the second one should happen too, if the juries are competent and if he sings as well as he did in Malta. I think the Maltese, I think that's a pretty good idea to perform in a country's national final that is voting in the same semi-final as you. Yeah.
Clever. Yep.
Clever, clever, clever. All right. Check out our socials at Building Bridges Pod, and our website is buildingbridgespod.com. And tune in next time again, because we have many more interviews ahead of us. Bye-bye.